time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
And away we go on this Getaway Friday, Friday, April 3rd, 2020. First Friday in April, 16 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears sitting in for Charlie Evers while he is out with a little bit of an arm injury, but we hope to see Charlie back next week if everything is healthy and looks good for him. All right, we're doing trivia here this morning. I'm telling you, during that break, we had a nice little break there. I have had the worst headache this morning for some reason, and it's gotten worse as the morning has went on. And it's like right behind my right eye. I don't know what that is. Right behind my right eye. I think I slept wrong last night. I think I laid wrong in the bed, didn't get enough sleep, did something. So I walked down during the break to the car, which, you know, I was able to do. It's a little bit of a long walk, but, you know, I had a little bit of time and took some Tylenol. Because during this situation, you're not supposed to take, I think it's ibuprofen or Advil, because they have some kind of anti-inflammatory to them. So I did take Tylenol, but boy, I'll tell you, it is, but I think it has something to do with my neck, because my neck kind of hurts on the right side too. So it's behind my right eye on the right of the neck. So go figure. Just give you a little health update there. Let's see here. What do we got going on? Trivia. Does anybody know, and I will be so surprised if we get the answer to this. Does anybody know the spiel that used to start out The View every day that Barbara Walters did for like the first 6 or 7 years The View was on the air? What was the spiel that Barbara Walters used to do? Now, you don't have to give me the whole spiel, but if you come close to it, I'll count that. What was the spiel that Barbara Walters used to start out The View with? Does anybody know Mallory Keaton's fiancé's name on the TV series Family Ties? We still have that one. What was the name of Punky Brewster's dog? We still have that one as well. The name of Punky Brewster's dog. What was Michael Jackson advertising when he was nearly killed? That's a new one. What was Michael Jackson advertising when he was nearly killed? Does anybody know that? What was Alf's girlfriend from Melmac's name? Wow. I watched Alf, but I would not know the answer to this question. Does anybody know what Alf's girlfriend from Melmac's name was? Boy, that's a toughie. Go ahead, caller.
Michael Jackson, was that Pepsi?
Pepsi. He was doing a Pepsi commercial when something blew up and about killed him.
Right. I saw that.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yes, and I don't know if you heard that, but I about sneezed there. Maybe that relieved some of the pressure in my head. But yes, it was Pepsi. Does anybody remember that famous Pepsi commercial? In which Michael Jackson was nearly killed by fire. Oh, what a mess that was. Okay, we've got that question. What was Alf's girlfriend from Melmac's name? I watched Alf, and I never remember hearing this. But does anybody know? What was Alf's girlfriend from Melmac's name? What was the name of Punky Brewster's dog? I remember that show as well. Punky Brewster's dog. What was her name? What was his name? What was the dog's name? Does anybody know who Mallory Keaton's fiancé was on Family Ties? We've had that one for quite a while. And I'll throw in another one since we got the Michael Jackson one. What was the name of Arnold's fish on Different Strokes? Do we have some Different Strokes watchers? What was the name of Arnold's fish on Different Strokes? Maybe we have a Different Strokes watcher. Go ahead, caller.
Was Alf's girlfriend Heidi?
Not Heidi. No. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Yep. It was not Heidi. What was the name of Arnold's fish on Different Strokes? Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Rhonda?
Rhonda. Now, did you ever see Alf?
No, my grandma did.
Oh, I tell you. Alf, ask your grandma. What did she think Alf looked like? Like a big dog.
Looked like an anteater.
An anteater. Yeah, that kind of. Now, do you remember Rhonda? Or I don't remember that.
No, I don't. It's been too long ago.
I know. They used to have those dolls everywhere, though.
Yep.
They did. Hey, thanks for calling. Yep. Alf's girlfriend's name was Rhonda. I don't remember that at all, but we'll take it. What was the name of Arnold's fish on Different Strokes? What was the name of Punky Brewster's dog? Who was Mallory Keaton's fiancé on Family Ties? Apparently that's a lost cause. The name of Mallory Keaton's fiancé on Family Ties. Okay, so we've got Mallory Keaton's fiancé on Family Ties, Punky Brewster's dog, the name of Arnold's fish on Different Strokes, and here's a new one. On Three's Company, what was Jack's restaurant that he opened as the head chef? How about that one? On Three's Company, what was the name of Jack's restaurant that he opened as the head chef? 740-383-9944. All right. Do we have a Three's Company lover calling in here? Go ahead, caller.
Yes, the name of the Punky Brewster's dog was Brandon.
It was Brandon. Punky Brewster fan, huh?
Yep.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Not a problem.
Yes, the name of Punky Brewster's dog was Brandon. We've got Punky Brewster's dog. Does anybody know the name of Jack's restaurant on Three's Company? Go ahead, caller.
Was it Abraham Fish?
Abraham was Arnold's fish on Different Strokes. You've got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, Arnold Drummond's fish on Different Strokes was Abraham. Does anybody know the restaurant that Jack Tripper owned on Three's Company? And we still have Mallory Keaton's fiancé on Family Ties. Apparently Family Ties, not a popular show. Who was Mallory Keaton's fiancé on Family Ties? On Three's Company, what was Jack's restaurant that he opened up as the head chef? Let's see. Oh, we have another Three's Company question here. On Three's Company, what was the first name of Mr. Furley's brother who owned the building? Does anybody know that? So, and we'll get one more here, so we have four going at the same time. Another Three's Company question. Boy, there's a lot of Three's Company here. On Three's Company, what city did the trio live in? There you go. What city did the trio live in on Three's Company? What was the name of Mr. Furley's tight brother who owned the building on Three's Company? What was the name of Jack Tripper's restaurant that he opened up on Three's Company? And what was the name of Mallory Keaton's fiancé on Family Ties? Does anybody know any of those? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Nick for Mallory's?
It was Nick. Nick. Finally, we got that one. Nick, you know, do you think it's because they don't rerun Family Ties? People don't remember that?
Yeah, I think so.
Because it was a very popular show.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah.
It's interesting. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Absolutely right. The name of Mallory Keaton's fiance on Family Ties was Nick. So we finally got that one out of the way. Now we're down to our Three's Company questions here. On Three's Company, what was the name of Jack Tripper's restaurant? On Three's Company, what was the name of Mr. Furley's brother who owned the building? On Three's Company, what city did the trio live in? Does anybody know that? What city did Three's Company take place in? Go ahead, caller.
Was that, that's just a guess on his, Angelo's?
What's that?
Angelo's restaurant?
No, not Angelo's. He worked at Angelo's, but he did not own Angelo's.
Okay, okay. But it wasn't, okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you. Yes, he worked at Angelo's restaurant, but he did not own Angelo's. All right. Where did Three's Company take place? What city did Three's Company take place in? Do we know that? Three's Company's on a lot. That's a show that does rerun. Go ahead, caller.
Jack's Bistro.
Jack's Bistro. That is right. That is the name of Jack Tripper's restaurant. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yes, it was Jack's Bistro. How about that? All right. On Three's Company, what was the name of Mr. Furley's brother who owned the building? Mr. Furley's brother who owned the building on Three's Company. What city did Three's Company take place in? Does anybody know that? Here's one I'd never heard of before. On Three's Company, what is the name Chrissy short for? Does anybody know that? On Three's Company, what is the name Chrissy short for? Here's a fun one. Who was the bully that terrorized Arnold on Different Strokes? Another Different Strokes question. On Different Strokes, what was the name of the bully who terrorized Arnold? What a fun question that is. A throwback. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, so according to Google, Bart, he bought the contest from Mr. Roper.
That's right. Bart was the brother of Mr. Furley who owned the building.
I don't remember ever seeing him.
I don't think he was. I don't know if he ever did a guest spot on the show or not. I think it was mostly Mr. Furley.
Which one of them was married to the lady with the red afro that always walked around the moo-moos?
Yes, that was Mr. Roper.
I loved her. She was so funny.
Yeah, she was a funny actress.
Yes, she was.
Absolutely.
Okay, toodaloo.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Absolutely, that was Mr. Roper, but Bart was Mr. Furley's brother. That is right. So we've got that one out of the way. Okay, we've still got some Three's Company trivia here. On Three's Company, what city did the group live in? What city did that show take place in? On Three's Company, what is the name Chrissy short for? Suzanne Summers' character. What is the name Chrissy short for? All right, maybe somebody knows the answer here. Let's take a listen. Go ahead, caller.
Was that Santa Monica?
Santa Monica. That is where Three's Company was taking place. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, it was Santa Monica. Does anybody know what Chrissy was short for? In the TV series Three's Company, what was Chrissy short for? Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost that caller. Call back. Well, we're going to break here. We'll be back in exactly 1 minute. Stay tuned.
You know, Scott, when President Trump announced he was running for president, I called him an ethical jerk.
Yes, I do remember that. Has your mind changed?
Well, no.
No?
See, you thought I meant that in a negative way. Rookie mistake.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears back filling in for Charlie Evers on this Friday, April the 3rd, 31 minutes past the hour. All right, the question's on the table right now. On Three's Company, what was the name Chrissy short for? On the television series Different Strokes, what was the name of the bully who terrorized Arnold? Here's another pet. What was Roscoe's dog's name on the Dukes of Hazzard? What was Roscoe's dog's name on the Dukes of Hazzard? What was the name of the school mistress on the Facts of Life? So there's your four at this point. What was the name of the school mistress on the Facts of Life? What was the name of Roscoe's dog on Different Strokes? No, Roscoe's dog on the Dukes of Hazzard. Let's take the phone call here, see if we got an answer. Go ahead, caller.
I think the dog was Flash.
The dog was Flash on Dukes of Hazzard. You have got it right. Thank you.
Yep.
Yes, the dog's name was Flash. On Three's Company, what was the name Chrissy short for? What was the name of the bully who terrorized Arnold on Different Strokes? Who was the name, or what was the name of the school mistress on the Facts of Life? Here's another one, Facts of Life. Can anybody name the four main characters on the Facts of Life? Four-part question. So those are your four questions right now. What were the four main characters' names on the Facts of Life? What was the school mistress's name on the Facts of Life? Who was the bully who terrorized Arnold on Different Strokes? And on Three's Company, what was the name Chrissy short for? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 33 and a half minutes past the hour. Those are the questions. On Three's Company, what was the name Chrissy short for? Do we know? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the main characters on the Facts of Life was Blair, Joe, Natalie, and Tootie.
You've got it, Joe, Blair, Natalie, and Tootie. You have got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good day now.
You too. Bye-bye. Those were the four characters on the Facts of Life. Joe, Blair, Natalie, and Tootie. That is right. All right, let's go on to the next one. What was the name of the bartender on the Love Boat? Does anybody know the name of the bartender on the Love Boat? Go ahead, caller.
Well, Chrissy usually is Christine.
It was not Christine.
Okay.
Good guess, though. Not Christine. The question we're looking at here on Three's Company, what was the name Chrissy short for? Do we know? Go ahead, caller.
Christmas Noel.
You have got it right. Do you remember that from the show, or did you look that up?
I looked it up.
You know, I never heard. I've seen Three's Company, but I don't remember that at all.
I don't either.
Interesting.
I never remember them ever making any kind of a reference to it.
No, neither do I. But hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's right. On Three's Company, Chrissy was short for Christmas. How about that? Who was the bully who terrorized Arnold on Different Strokes? We still don't know that one. Who was the bully who terrorized Arnold on Different Strokes? What was the name of the school mistress on The Facts of Life? What was the name of the bartender on The Love Boat? And we'll give you a new one here. The Jeffersons was a spin-off of what television show? The Jeffersons was a spin-off of what television show? So those are the four questions. The Jeffersons was a spin-off of what television show? What was the name of the bartender on The Love Boat? What was the name of the school mistress on The Facts of Life? And who was the bully who terrorized Arnold on Different Strokes? Those are the questions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answers to those questions? We would love to know the answers today on the show. Go ahead, caller.
I think it was a spinoff from All in the Family, wasn't it?
It was. They were the next-door neighbors to Archie and Edith on All in the Family. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. Jefferson's was a spinoff of All in the Family. That is true. Okay, we'll throw another new question in here. What star of The Breakfast Club was also part of the original cast of The Facts of Life? Another Facts of Life question. What star of The Breakfast Club was also part of the original cast of The Facts of Life? What was the name of the bartender on The Love Boat? What was the name of the school mistress on The Facts of Life? Who was the bully who terrorized Arnold on Different Strokes? That's the long-serving question now. Well, no, we've still got this one. If somebody gets this, I'll be so impressed. What was Barbara Walters' spiel at the start of The View? Barbara Walters did a little spiel to start off The View. The first, I don't know how many years it was on. Probably 7 or 8 years. Barbara Walters had a little spiel that she would start The View off with every day. Now, you don't have to have the full spiel. But if you come close, I'll be really impressed. And we can finally get this one out of the way. What was Barbara Walters' spiel at the beginning of The View, the first 6 or 7 years it was on? Who was the bully who terrorized Arnold on Different Strokes? What was the name of the school mistress on The Facts of Life? What was the name of the bartender on The Love Boat? And what star of The Breakfast Club was a part of the original cast of The Facts of Life? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 38 coming up on 39 minutes past the hour here. Do we have the answers to any of these questions out there in listener land? Go ahead, caller.
Was it Gooch?
Gooch. The Gooch was the bully who used to terrorize Arnold. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, it was the Gooch. All right. What was the name of the school mistress on The Facts of Life? What was the name of the bartender on The Love Boat? What star of The Breakfast Club was also part of the original cast of The Facts of Life? And we'll throw a new one in here. What actor was famous for the line, Nanu, Nanu? Go ahead, caller.
Was the bartender Isaac?
Isaac was the bartender. Isaac Washington on The Love Boat. How you holding up out there?
Good, so far. Hanging in the house.
Hanging in. That's what we're doing these days, that's for sure.
You doing all right?
Doing okay. A little headache, but it's getting a little better this morning.
All right, well, you just take care now.
You too, thank you.
Bye.
All right. Yes, it was Isaac Washington. The bartender on the Love Boat was Isaac Washington. All right. What was the name of the school mistress on The Facts of Life? What star of The Breakfast Club was part of the original cast of The Facts of Life? Go ahead, caller.
Was that Nanu on Mork and Mindy?
Yes, but what was the actor?
I want to say Robin Williams.
Robin Williams, that is right. Robin Williams of Mork and Mindy.
I was kind of iffy on that one.
you got that one. Hey, good to hear. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, it was Robin Williams. Nanu Nanu was the big saying on Mork and Mindy. Okay, we're back to the Facts of Life here. What was the name of the Facts of Life's gourmet food shop? How about that one? What was the name of the Facts of Life's gourmet food shop? That's the new question. We've got three Facts of Life questions now, and we're going to add another one here in a second. Okay, here we go. What was the name of the school mistress on the Facts of Life? What star of the Breakfast Club was also part of the original cast of the Facts of Life? What was the name of the gourmet food shop on The Facts of Life? And on The Facts of Life, what was the name Andy thought to give the girls when they needed a singing group title? I guess. That's interesting. Go ahead, caller.
How about Ann Davis?
Not Ann Davis, but that's a good guess. She was on Brady Bunch.
Something else. I couldn't remember what it was.
That's a good guess, though. Very good
thank
guess.
Thank you. I enjoy your program. You're making everybody think way back.
Hey, thank
Have
you.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. I know we're going way back in the 80s here. Most of these shows, I think, were on in the 80s. Some maybe even dip back into the 70s here. What was the name of the school mistress on The Facts of Life? We've still got that one. What star of The Breakfast Club was also part of the original cast of The Facts of Life? What was the name of the gourmet food shop on The Facts of Life? And on The Facts of Life, what was the name Andy thought up to give the girls when they needed a name for their singing group? How about that? What was the name Andy thought up to give the girls when they needed a name for their singing group on The Facts of Life? So those are the four questions. All Facts of Life questions at this point. How about that? Interesting. On The Facts of Life, what was the name Andy thought up to give the girls when they needed a singing group title? What was the name of the gourmet food shop on The Facts of Life? What star of The Breakfast Club was also part of the original cast of The Facts of Life? And what was the name of the school mistress on The Facts of Life? 740-383-9944, 43.5 minutes past the hour here. We're on The Facts of Life now. Earlier on, we were on Three's Company. Now we've moved on to The Facts of Life portion of the program. 740-383-9944, and the other question that's still out there, does anybody know Barbara Walters' spiel from the start of The View? The first 7 or 8 years, The View was on the title. Barbara Walters had a little spiel that she would do at the start. Now, you don't have to give me the whole spiel, but if you even come close, I'll be highly impressed, and I will give you that. What was Barbara Walters' little spiel that she did at the start of The View for about the first 6 or 7 years the show was on the air? What was the name of the school mistress on The Facts of Life? What star of The Breakfast Club was also part of the original cast of The Facts of Life? What was the name of the gourmet food shop on The Facts of Life? And on The Facts of Life, what name did Andy give to the girls when they needed a name for their singing group? 740-383-9944. Coming up on 45 minutes past the hour.
You know, Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
46 minutes past the hour, Scott Spears filling in for Charlie Evers. I think our friend Emma took a hike out there, or maybe just doesn't know the facts of life. Or The View, which is where we are at this point. Questions on the table with 14 minutes left to go today. Does anybody know the spiel that Barbara Walters did at the start of The View for about the first 6 or 7 years it was on the air? Little spiel Barbara Walters used to do at the beginning. Does anybody know the name of the school mistress on The Facts of Life? What star of The Breakfast Club was also part of the original cast of The Facts of Life? What was the name of the gourmet food shop on The Facts of Life? And on The Facts of Life, what was the name Andy gave to the girls when they needed a name for their singing group? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Still got 13 minutes left in this particular show today. 740-383-9944. Are we going to get the answers today? I don't know how we got into this Facts of Life portion. But apparently not a popular show with the audience here. We've really gotten stuck on this one. 740-383-9944. If you know the answers, give us a ring. We would love to hear from you. I'll throw another question in there that has nothing to do with Facts of Life. What did Webster call his adoptive parents? Remember that show, Webster? Go ahead, caller.
Is it Mrs. Garrett?
It is Mrs. Garrett. She was the school mistress on The Facts of Life. You've got it. Thank you.
Yep.
Mrs. Edna Garrett. That is exactly correct. What star of The Breakfast Club was also part of the original cast of The Facts of Life? Does anybody know that? Maybe now we're getting some questions here. Or getting some answers. Go ahead, caller.
Molly Ringwald.
Molly Ringwald. No, we've got a Facts of Life watcher now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, it was Molly Ringwald. Molly Ringwald was the star of The Breakfast Club that was a part of the original cast of The Facts of Life. We've knocked that one out. All right, go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there, caller? Hello? Well, we lost that one. All right, call back in if that was you. 740-383-9944. Okay, what was the name of the Facts of Life's gourmet food shop? There's another Facts of Life one. What was the name of the Facts of Life's gourmet food shop? On The Facts of Life, what was the name Andy thought up to give the girls when they needed a name for their singing group? Does anybody know that? What did Webster call his adoptive parents on Webster? What did Webster call his adoptive parents on the TV show Webster? Here's one we talked about yesterday, and we have it on the paper today. Who shot J.R. Ewing? Does anybody remember who did it? On Dallas. Who shot J.R. Ewing? Does anybody remember who did the shooting? 10 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. The question is, who shot J.R. Ewing? What did Webster call his parents on the TV show Webster? On the Facts of Life, what was the name Andy thought up to give the girls when they needed a name for their singing group? And what was the name of Mrs. Garrett's gourmet food shop on the Facts of Life? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. Still two Facts of Life questions left here. What was the name of Mrs. Garrett's gourmet food shop on the Facts of Life? On the Facts of Life, what name did Andy think up to give the girls when they needed a name for their singing group? What did Webster call his adoptive parents on Webster? Go ahead, caller.
Edna's
Edibles. What have you been up to, Emma? We missed you.
Eating brushes.
Did you have anything good?
Cereal.
So what kind of cereal did you have?
Trix.
Trix? I like Trix. Is Trix one of your favorites?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Edna's Edibles. You've got it right. Thank you, Emma.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Emma stopped to have some Trix. See, I think I should do that here in the studio. Stop to have some Trix. Just enjoy myself. 52 minutes past the hour. Yes, what was the name of the Facts of Life's gourmet food shop, Mrs. Garrett? It was Edna's Edibles. All right, we've got that one out of the way. Let's see if we get another one out of the way. Go ahead, caller.
This show is for women of different generations or something like that?
You know what? It's very close. That's kind of what... Do you remember what the first line was? It was, you're right, though. That's part of the spiel. But do you remember what the first line that came out of Barbara Walters' mouth was? I'm so impressed that you know that.
I don't remember.
Now, think about it, because Barbara Walters came up with the idea. Now, do you remember what the first line of her spiel was?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, we got about 8 minutes. I'll think about it.
Call you back.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, I'm so impressed that somebody might get this. But it is different. Yeah, that's part of her spiel, but that's the right one. Barbara Walters has this little spiel that she did at the start of The View for like the first 6 or 7 years it was on. Does anybody know what that spiel is? And you don't have to give me the whole thing. Just a little bit of it. The caller was very close there. I about gave her that one. But what was the first line? The first line was kind of important. Okay. On Facts of Life, what name did Andy give the girls when they needed a name for their singing group? Does anybody know that? That's the last Facts of Life question. What did Webster call his adoptive parents on the TV series Webster? Who shot J.R. Ewing on Dallas? That's funny that people don't remember that, because we all remember who shot J.R. I think there were even t-shirts. But nobody really remembers who shot him. Who shot J.R. on Dallas? And here's a new one, since we got one answered. On Little House on the Prairie, what was the original name of the school teacher? Does anybody know that? On the Little House on the Prairie, what was the original name of the school teacher? The old Michael Landon television series. Go ahead, caller.
I think it was Bing Crosby's daughter, but I don't know her name.
Bing Crosby's daughter on Dallas?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure, because it's just giving me the character's name.
She had the brown hair. She was a young one. I can't think of her name.
Do you remember?
I haven't heard from her for years.
Do you remember how she was related to a character on the show? It also tells me that.
Was she, was the other lady's name Ellen? Was she her sister?
Yes, it was Sue Ellen's sister. But do you remember her name?
It was Bing Crosby's daughter by his second wife. I can't remember her name.
Well, keep thinking. We got about 5 minutes left.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, we're getting close. Who shot J.R. on the television series Dallas? Now, it might have been Bing Crosby's daughter. I'm not sure. But it was Sue Ellen's sister on the show. On Little House on the Prairie, what was the original name for the school teacher? Does anybody know that? What did Webster call his adoptive parents on the TV series Webster? On Facts of Life, what was the name Andy gave the girls when they needed a name for their singing group? And we almost got this one, and I'm so impressed with 5 minutes left to go if we can get it. On The View, Barbara Walters did a little spiel for like the first 6 or 7 years the show was on the air. What was Barbara Walters' spiel? If you can even come close, I'll give it to you. 4 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Barbara Walters' little spiel at the start of The View? Oh, maybe I'll be so impressed if we knock it out here. Go ahead, caller.
On Little House, was it Miss Beadle?
Miss Beadle was the teacher on Little House on the Prairie. You got it right. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yes, it was Miss Beadle. All right, we'll add another question here. What is the name of the Dukes of Hazzard's car? There's an easy one. What was the name of the Dukes of Hazzard's car? Who shot J.R. Ewing on Dallas? There's another one. Go ahead, caller.
J.R. was maybe Christine Shepherd.
Is that the actress's name?
No, I think it says that Christine Shepherd, J.R.'s sister-in-law, shot him.
This says Kristen, so maybe it's short for Kristen.
You're right on that. It is Kristen. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's Kristen. So, yeah, that is right. Kristen, Sue Ellen's sister, shot J.R. You've got it right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. I was just saying it wrong. Sorry.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yes, it was Kristen, Sue Ellen's sister, who shot J.R. on Dallas. What was the name of the Dukes of Hazzard's car? What did Webster call his adoptive parents on the TV series Webster? No guesses at that one yet. On The Facts of Life, what was the singing group title that Andy came up with for the girls? Go ahead, caller.
The General Lee.
The General Lee on the Dukes of Hazzard was the car name. Thank you.
Welcome.
Yes, it was the General Lee. No doubt about that one. On Little House on the Prairie, what was Laura's horse's name? Do you know that? On Little House on the Prairie, what was Laura's horse's name? What did Webster call his parents? Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Apparently not. All right. On Little House on the Prairie, what was Laura's horse's name? Let's try this again. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, he called him George and Ma'am on the...
Webster.
Yeah, he called him George and Ma'am.
George and Ma'am. You have got it right. Thank you. Yes, it was. George and Ma'am were the parents of Webster on Webster. All right. On The Facts of Life, what name did Andy give the girls when they needed a name for their singing group? On Little House on the Prairie, what was the name of Laura's horse? How about that? Laura's horse. On One Day at a Time, what were the two daughters' names? Isn't that interesting? Go ahead, caller. If that was you, call back in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. One Day at a Time, what were the two daughters' names? Little House on the Prairie, what was the name of Laura's horse? On the Facts of Life, what did Andy come up with for the girls' singing group title? And what was Barbara Walters' little spiel at the start of The View for the first 6 or 7 years? We came close. You know what? We're at the top of the hour now, but we've got a whole nother hour coming. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to get some tricks like Emma and enjoy myself here. I'll be back in about 10 minutes with more program. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
The worst time the first time?
Both. We'll take both at this point.
First time. What's the first time? Does it rhyme? Either time. First time I met him, when he came back to Vegas, Shecky, I want you to come on my show, and you are going to be one of the biggest things that I've ever had on my show. I did the first show, he says, you stunk, you'll never be on my show again. I said, you said to me, but I don't care what I said to you then. Yes, I'll never forget that.
Now wait a second. So he told you you stunk, but who booked you again?
No, he had me on a contract.
Oh, so he had to...
He signed me for so many spots.
So he had to...